Father, again, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Let the word of the Lord go forth, burn in our hearts, and let it shine even in our hearts as well. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Glorify thyself in the message of the Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Welcome to the room, everyone. We are setting up our time for fasting and prayers the next several days. You join as often as you can, as the Lord lays it on you and gives you strength. You know, so you just join in, and we're not putting a burden on the people to do that. Now you do it of your own free will. You know, but if you do, and when you come in here, expect something new. Hallelujah. Expect something good also from the Lord. There are many things that we will be covering, and there are many things we'll be dealing with over the next several days. Hallelujah. And as the Spirit of God will call them out, we're going to deal with them. You know, and we've been dealing with some things in this room. And people give a testimony, you know, that the Lord deliver them and so forth. And the next thing you know, a few weeks pass by, or a few days, or several days. Then the next thing you know, there's another heaviness that comes in. And, you know, some other oppressing spirits comes in there. Well, you know, we want to deal with that. You know, some things you have to deal with prayer and fasting. You know, and my heart just reaches out to the people of the Lord, and the Lord doesn't want our necks to be under a bondage, and we got to be free. Glory to God. So, give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, and the children of the Lord, the words of my mouth. For my doctrine shall drop as the rain, and my speech shall distill as the dew, even as the small rain upon the tender herbs, and as it showers upon the grass. Why? Because I will publish the name of the Lord, and I will ascribe greatness unto our God. Now he is the rock. His work is perfect. All his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity. And he is a righteous God. He's also merciful. And he will hear us. Glory to God. You know, the word of God must go forth before anything that the Lord's going to do. That's how he did it in the early church. They went everywhere and preached the word, and the Lord confirmed it with signs following. We never put signs and wonders ahead of the word of God. Never do that. Always the word of God. But when the true word is preached, there's always signs and wonders. That's all part. It's a complete package. It's all part of the gospel. Any gospel that's not with power and it's not with signs and wonders, it's not the real gospel. You know, but signs and wonders alone doesn't make it so. First, the word. Hallelujah. And then signs and wonders. Hallelujah. So let's take a look at what God is saying to us this morning. What the Holy Spirit wants to do for us over the next several days. We're going to review the things that the Lord will be dealing with here. There are bands of wickedness. There are oppression and oppressing spirits that, you know, just come down upon the people multiple times. There are heavy burdens and numerous yokes. You know, and I'm going to be dealing with each one of these over the next several days. So you want to be here as much as you can. Once and for all. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus, the Bible says, you know, he dealt with certain things once and for all. And it's not a yo-yo God. One day up, the next day down. One day your head is lifted up, another day your head is bowed. Enough of that already. Glory to God. Not that we won't have our challenges, but we're not even going to give it the light of day. Hallelujah. We're going to put it away as soon as he tries to raise his ugly head. We're going to walk in victory. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil steal any moments of your day. I mean, if your head is down for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, a whole day, a whole night, that's everything that the devil has stolen. And we can't let him do that. Hallelujah. We can't let him do that. No more. Hallelujah. It's time for us to walk in power and walk in victory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And how do you do it? Well, we're going to find out, you know, how we do it here. Let me tell you, first of all, some things that the Lord wants to do when we are fasting and when we are praying before the Lord. Isaiah 58 tells you the things. And there are four things in there that we will be dealing with over the next several days. Hallelujah. You know, and the Lord says, is this not the fast that I have chosen? Isaiah 58 verse 6. Now look at the four things we're going to be dealing with. To loose the bands of wickedness. And we're going to be doing that. To undo the heavy burdens. That's number two. To let the oppressed go free. Hallelujah. That's number three. And that you break every yoke. That's number four. These are the four things that God has commissioned for us to do in this room over the next few days. Zechariah saw a vision in chapter 1 of Zechariah verses 18 to 21. He saw this vision of the four horns. And when he looked, he said, what are these? And then we said, well, I'm going to tell you what these are. These are the four horns that have come to scatter. That's the way he said it. But let me put it to you the way the Lord said it to me. These are the horns that have battered my people. That's right. Battered my people, pummeled them, burdened them, oppressed them, put a yoke on them, and so forth. Now, four of them I will be dealing with. There is a horn that's behind spiritual wickedness in high places. They're called the bands of wickedness. They're also called spiritual wickedness in high places. There is a horn that is behind oppression and oppressing spirits, you know, that just come upon the people. There is also a horn. Now, these horns are spiritual powers, but they're negative spiritual powers. There is also a horn that is behind heavy burdens. And there's yet another horn that is behind all kinds of yokes. Different and numerous yokes. And as Zechariah looked and beheld these horns, he also looked again. See, yeah, that's the way the Lord always does it. The Lord will show you something and then he'll show you something and then you got to look again. And I tell you, if you look today, you will see the four carpenters. Hallelujah. There's an anointing that God set forth to deal with each of these horns. Now, it's like spoiling the spoilers. You're going to pummel down those horns. They raise their head, you pummel them down. There are four anointings that also God will give to do that. That's right. And he said to him, well, these horns have battered down my people. That's the way the Lord said it to me. I read it and he said, read again. You know, these are the horns that have battered down my people. Yeah. And they would not even so much as lift up their heads. Batter them down. But these carpenters, oh my goodness, they have come forth to spoil the spoilers. Hallelujah. That's what we are going to do. Now in the book of Isaiah, I want to talk to you about a different kind of battle that we are in right here. Hallelujah. For every battle of the warrior, Isaiah 9 and verse 5, is with confused noise and garments rolled with blood. I mean, but this one, glory to God, is going to be with fire and burning fuel. That's the kind of, you call it dogfight in the spiritual, whatever you want to call it. That's what we are in, folks. You know, but the battle is already rigged in our favor, because Christ already made an open show of principalities and powers, and he nailed everything to the cross, and he said, it is finished. But why is it still then? Doesn't look like it's quite finished. Well, I'll tell you, you know, a story, you know, briefly, that in the Bible, there's something that God does. And we know he does it in a way that, you know, when he does break the bands of the devil, then he leaves the residue and the stump for you to finish it off. There's a story in 1 Samuel chapter 5. From verses 1-5. I call it Dagon is broken before the ark. You know, they captured the ark, the Philistines did, and brought it into the house of Dagon, which was their false god. And they set the ark before, you know, the... the thing that they had made, which they called a god, they set the ark there. I mean, can you imagine, you know, bringing the ark of the Lord into the house of Dagon, you know, and then setting it right there? I mean, it's kind of like an in-your-face kind of a challenge. But let me tell you what happened. When they rose up early in the morning, behold, Dagon was falling upon his face on the earth before the ark of the Lord. Glory to God. That's the way it is every single time. If the devil goes up against the real power of God, he will fall on his face. And when they said, wow, what happened? They set him up again, you know, and then they come back the next morning, and this time around, our Lord's going to show them something. So this time around, Dagon was falling on his face before the ark onto the ground, and his head and both his palms were cut off from the threshold. Only the stump was left. So, you know, God already cut off the head of the serpent. The Lord did. Already cut off the head of Dagon. Already cut off, you know, his arms and his, you know, a torso and everything are broken. But I'm going to leave that stump for you to stomp it down, you know, and stamp the residue and crush it to pieces and take no prisoners. You know, you got to finish it. Yeah, that's the reason why we go through these things. It's falling to the ground, but you got to stamp him down. Glory to God. He said, the Lord shall bruise the devil under your feet shortly. Well, he already did. But now you got to stomp down the residue and finish him off. Glory to God. Every time he raises his head, you know, finish him off. Hallelujah. Now, how do we do this? Well, it is not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. You can't do it in your own strength, but the Lord already did it. And we're only enforcing what the Lord already did. Even as it is written, the spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Glory to God. Isaiah 61. And the Lord, you know, the power of the Lord, the same power that was upon Christ is upon us also. Jesus prayed in John 17 and said, as my Father, as thou, O Lord, hast sent me, even so send I them. And when he was leaving in John 20 and 21, he tells them, he said, you know, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Now, the Spirit of the Lord God was upon him, you know, and the Lord anointed him to preach good tidings unto the meek and send them to, you know, send him to heal the brokenhearted, all that depression, all that heaviness, and all of that stuff and so on. You know, he broke it already. I proclaim liberty to the captives and setting the oppressed free. He did that already. Opening the prison doors to those that are bound. He did that already. And so, you know, we're going to do the same. We're going to walk in that victory. We're going to establish, you know, the rules, re-establish, really, is what it is. You know, and, you know, it's something I want you to take away from these rooms the next few days. Will be, look, you are a warrior and you are always in a fight and never let your guard down. And you know, it's not like, oh, you know, don't just say, okay, well, you know, I was joyful 2 days ago and now today, you know, I'm all go heavy and all sad. No, we're not having any more of that. Praise God. You know, your head must be lifted up. Your head must not be bowed down. But let me show you the tactics. You know, you've heard me, those of you who have been in this room since we started it. You've heard me say this, but I must say it again because it goes right with this line of ministration today. There are tactics that the devil uses upon the people of God. They're still the same today. The Lord revealed it in Exodus chapter 5, verses 5 to 9. This was what Pharaoh said when Moses was trying to deliver the people. And Pharaoh said, aha, you know, I know what you are trying to do. You're trying to go and worship the Lord because you have too much time on your hands. He said, the people are idle. They are idle. You know, that's why they have time to worship the Lord. You know, now, let there be more work. Let there be more burdens laden upon the people. You know, laden them with more problems. Let them have bigger bills to pay. You know, strip them of their work hours so they don't have enough to make. And then they have to get another job and yet another job. Laden them with more burdens. Put more yoke upon them until they will not have time, not even to go to the fellowship or the house of God to worship. You know, people say, well, I got to work. You know, maybe Sunday is the day that they go to worship with their local assembly and so on. But then they got to work on Sundays. You know, so because the devil said, put more work upon them. Put more burden upon them. Laden them with more things. And they won't have any time. When they are idle, when they have idle time, then they will be thinking of worshiping the Lord. Bind upon them more burdens, more chains, more labor. You know, if they are working, make sure they have problems on the job that they can't solve, so they won't have time. If they're a student, give them more assignments, give them more exams. You know, just pile them with all kinds of stuff. And they won't have time. You know, when they are idle, they will be thinking of worshiping the Lord. They regard vain words, he told them. Let there be more work laid upon them, that they may labor therein. Now, the kind of labor that the devil puts upon you is not what you want to have. You don't want any part of that. Jesus said, come unto me, Matthew 11 and verse 28. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and the ones that the devil put all this kind of labor on you, that is in Exodus chapter 5 and verse 9. The Lord said, look, I got to set you free from that. You know, that is not the kind of labor that you want. Labor not for the meat that perisheth. You know, that kind of labor, you labor. I mean, you earn money and yet it's like putting it in a bag of holes. You know, you can't make ends meet. So you got to work yet another job. And even then, you still can't make ends meet. And even when you think you have enough, you can't really enjoy it. You know, because the devil will bring some other angle. The sickness in the family, problem with your children, this and that and so forth. Problem in your marriage, whatever it is. I mean, he must come at you one way or the other so that you will not have rest. You won't have rest. Now, when you have rest, when you have time, you can worship the Lord. So he's going to make sure you don't have any rest. You don't have any time. This is the tactic, same one that he used from the beginning. Same tactics, you know, don't let them have any rest, leading them with more work. But I tell you, every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled with blood. But this one that we are in the next few days, my goodness, is going to be with burning. Yeah, Jesus said, I am come to ignite a fire upon the earth. Don't think that I just come like that, just to make everything status quo. No, I'm come to shake things up. This one will be with burning and fuel of fire over the next few days. And we're going to burn some things. We're going to light some fire. One time, Samson, he lit a fire in the tails of 1,000 foxes. He lit a fire. Now we're going to light a fire that will burn that devil. It will also burn lukewarm knees, you know. Now, if you are lukewarm and stuff, you can't handle this kind of stuff, you know, because it will scorch the lukewarm. Because the lukewarm folks, they don't like to pray, don't like to do anything, you know, for the Lord, all that, and just complain. They don't want to pay the price. There's always a price. You know, we say the things of God are free. No, somebody paid the price. Jesus paid the price. They're not free. They may be free to you because of what Jesus did, but there is still a price that you have got to pay, you know, to retain the freedom that Christ already purchased. The disciples, they didn't want to do it. They were eating and drinking, and Jesus was even, you know, he got their backs when they accused them. He said, look, don't worry about it. You know, these are the children of the bride chamber. They cannot fast because the bridegroom is with them. But the days come that they will fast. And when the bridegroom is not with them, in those days, they will fast and pray. And so they were enjoying the fact that they did not need to fast. They did not need to pray. But when they were faced with casting out of the devils, they couldn't do it. And they said, well, why couldn't we do it? Jesus said, well, because of your unbelief, number one. But number two, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. And I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, men and brethren, these four things I'm talking about over the next few days, they will not go away except by prayer and fasting. They will not go away. But we're going to deal with them in this place by the power of God. The heavy burdens, they won't go away. The bands of wickedness, they're not going to go away easily, you know. And the oppressing spirits and the oppression, they won't go away easily. And that numerous kinds of yokes, oh, they're not going to give up easily. But let me tell you, and the devil, something else too. You know, Jesus gave this illustration in Luke chapter 11, verses 21 to 22. The devil, when he thinks he's sitting pretty, well, he's like a spoiler. He's got all his captives just right where he thinks he wants them. And he thinks his goods are in, you know, safe, and he's not going to give up. Shall the prey of the mighty be delivered? Oh, no, not by not by any easy means, but it will be by the power of God, the force of spiritual arms, the power of prayer and fasting will break it. And Jesus said, look, when he's sitting pretty, he's got everything. And he thinks that, you know, I got you, I want you. You're not going anywhere. Well, that's all good until a stronger than him comes upon him. That's right. And when the stronger person comes upon him and will overcome him, he will bind him. That's right. And spoil his goods. You know, take away from him his armor. Disarm him, basically. Disarm him and divide his goods. Spoil his goods. You know, break him down and spoil their spoiler. Bind him. Hallelujah. And then spoil his goods. So we're going to spoil his spoiler. John chapter 10 and verse 10, Jesus said, look, the devil is the spoiler. He comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life and that more abundantly. Isaiah 49 verses 24 and 25 will tell you that the devil will not give up easily. So it's not like, you know, you're just going to tell the devil, you know, give up, and he will give up. You know, one time there were seven sons of Sceva that tried to do that. They said, give up, come out of the man. And the devil looked at them and said, well, by what authority are you telling us that? We know Paul, because they said, come out of the man in the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches. And they said, well, we know Paul, and we know Jesus, but who are you? Glory to God, you know. So they didn't know him. They didn't know them or that. They didn't have that clout. Glory to God. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty or the lawful captive delivered? Absolutely. If you are great, you know, if you are stronger than the mighty, you come in and bind him and spoil his goods. And as the Lord said, thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away these next few days, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. And I will contend with him that contendeth with you, and I will save even thy children. Glory to God. And these are some promises, you know, that God has given us, that we have the power because of what Christ did for us. You know, so let me begin to deal. I'm going to call out these things that we're going to deal with. And one by one, over the next few days, we're going to deal with each one of them. Now, just to be sure that you know what we're talking about, we will be breaking the bands of wickedness. That's number one. We'll be loosening some heavy burdens in here. And all of these things will be by the anointing. That's number two. We'll be setting free the oppressed. Breaking the oppressing spirits. That's number three. And then there's all kinds of yokes. And we'll talk about those yokes. There's a yoke for this and yoke for that and yoke for this and so forth that the devil puts upon people. We'll break every yoke. Glory to God. You know, so I want you to strap on your helmets, take on your breastplate, you know, put on your girdle, your belt, strap on your shoes, lace up your shoes, take on the sword, get a hold of your shield, because we're going to walk upon the stones of fire. And this is no play stuff, folks, but this is how you get your victory. I'm going to show you not only how you get the victory, but how you stay in that victory. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So let's look at, you know, the bands of wickedness, spiritual wickedness. Did you know that in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, the Holy Spirit reveals these categories again? And here's how he calls them. He said, look, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood in Ephesians 6 and 12. But we got principalities and powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. Well, let me talk first about that spiritual wickedness, because that goes with the bands of wickedness. Spiritual wickedness, they are demonic spirits. They are the powers of wickedness. Their role is to bring wickedness. This is what happens. Everybody is going about their business. Well, the careless ones are going about their business unprotected. Then boom, some tragedy will strike. Boom, some accident will strike. You know, some truck will come out of nowhere and slam into their car. The traffic light will go out. Now, this is spiritual wickedness. Traffic light will go out in intersection so that cars will collide. You know, wickedness in high places. Spiritual wickedness. Their goal is to see lives destroyed. And even in your family, you know, maybe not quite as dramatic as truck slamming into you, but it's the same thing, same effect. You're going about, everything seems good, then boom! All of a sudden, from nowhere, an attack on your children, on your health, on your spouse, on your this, on your that. Something, you know, just take everything out of kilter. Well, spiritual wickedness, that's how they work. But let's deal with that this morning. That's the number one thing that we're going to deal with. And there is a way that we are going to deal with it. Hallelujah. So, giving you some scriptures here, and then we're going to go into prayers. I'm going to take one of these every day over the next several days. And we'll give you more scriptures, and then we'll come back and pray and get on the, you need to put on the mantle of prayer right now. This is no joke, folks. You know, many believers, thank God for those who have understood the power of prayer. And I have some powerful prayer warriors in this room. But then there are some others, you know, unfortunately, you know, Paul said things like this. We are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. Well, that was Paul's testimony. Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, most believers are ignorant of the devices of the devil. Just ignorant, like all these things that we talk about. How the devil will say, put more labor on them. Bind them, you know, upon more work in their hands. Let them have problem on their jobs. Let them have problem in their families. Give them more bills to pay. Give up. People are ignorant of these devices. And we fall into it. You know, we just fall into those traps. You know, and but Psalm 127 and verses 1 and 2 says, look, except the Lord build the house, if you are building it, it's in vain. Except the Lord watch over the city, if you are watching over it, it's in vain. Now, and it says in verse 2, particularly related to this, that look, it is vain for you to rise up early, stay up late, work three jobs, you know, from hand to mouth, and all of these things, only to eat the bread of sorrows. He said, but the Lord gives rest and peace to his beloved. That's right. You know, so now we're not making light of anyone's situation that we got to do that when we got to do that. But no, you don't got to sweat, you know, things out. We got to trust the Lord. Listen to some of the other messages from the last 2 days on the replays. And but today, we're going to deal with these bands of wickedness. bands of wickedness. Now, the Lord has actually given each one of us the ability to do it. We just don't know, and we are not just doing it because we think somebody else has got to do it for you. And this is the problem with believers today, too. A lot of people are running around from pillar to post looking for a prophetic word. Well, I'm going to be doing some prophetic prayers here in this room today and over the next several days. But you're going to see the difference, how it works. It's going to be you, you know, doing it. I'm going to show you how to do it, but it's not anybody doing it for you. No, you don't do it for yourself. Glory to God. Isaiah 52 and verse 2. See, because once you are in fasting, you are in prayer, then you recognize that, look, every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled with blood. But this one that we are in, my goodness, going to be with burning, full of fire. And so you psych up yourself spiritually and you are ready to do it. And you are not going to give an inch. You don't need the pastor. You don't need the prophet. You don't need anybody to pray this prayer for you. You can do it yourself. Isaiah 52 and verse 2 tells you that. It says, loose yourself from the bands around your neck. Arise from that dust. You do it yourself. Glory to God. Now, there is an anointing that the Lord will give to anointed ministers to help you and so forth. But if they truly want to help you, and that's what I'm going to do in this room, I'm going to teach you how to do it. Not just to do it for you. You know, because this is the problem. You know, when people do it for you, a few days later, when the guy is not there who did it for you, then the thing comes back, you know, and then you are stuck. Then you got to go look for another prophetic word. No. You have that power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You snap yourself out of it by yourself. You don't need anybody to help you. Jesus already done that. He has already done that. He has already broken the chains that the devil put over us. He has already nailed all these things to the cross. And he said, it is finished. Hallelujah. I now have the power that the devil used to have. Power of hell and death and the fear that he, bondage and everything he put upon the people. I got it now. And the Lord, he said, shake yourself from the dust. That's the first thing you got to do. You know, people put bulrushes, you know, bow their head on that bulrush, put ashes on their head. You are a child of the King. Glory to God. You are a daughter of the Most High. You can't put ashes on your head. Jesus did that for you already. Hallelujah. Now, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Glory to God. And walk upright. You know, walk upright. That's another thing. Put this, I'm going to be dealing with that. I don't know whether it's tomorrow or the next day. When we deal with the heavy burdens that make people to not walk upright. You know, but the Lord said, look, I'm going to make you walk upright. Hallelujah. You are going to figure out how to walk upright. No, bow your head down to the devil. Don't put your neck out for him to put it, no, yoke under your head. You know how, you know, women, you know, when they want to, you know, when they need help putting their necklace on, you know, they'll put their neck out there so you can put the necklace on for them, you know, and put it on. Don't put your neck out for the devil to put any yoke on your head, on your, around your neck. No. You know, lose yourself. And the bands around your neck. And don't let anybody, don't let that devil, don't let anybody else, don't let sin consciousness, don't let the guilt and any of these things that people try to put, don't let any of that stuff put this yoke upon your head again. Now, sometimes it's sin consciousness that makes people think they can't do it. You know, because the devil tells them, well, you can't do it. You know, because of this and that and this and that. Because he's the accuser of the brethren like that. And not only does he accuse your mind, he even tries to accuse you in the court of heaven and say, look, you can't do that. You know, they're not speaking your word. You know, you you know, it's, I mean, you can't do that. You are going to violate the principle. You tell God, and he'll come up against you and all that. You know, but you know, that's why you got to learn, you know, the Bible says, look, don't let your mouth say any negative thing before the angel, because they, you know, some of those angels, they are devilish angels. It's not, they're not just good angels. Some of them will go and try to make accusation against you, you know, and so forth. But when you know the right way to do it, shake yourself from the dust. This is you. You are a child of God. Put no dust upon your head. No. Lose yourself from the bands around your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. I want to speak directly to women in this room today. There's a lot of women here. And it seems like women are always burdened with so many things. No! Enough already of that. Don't be a captive daughter of Zion. Don't even be a prisoner of hope. Be a child and daughter of the King. Hallelujah. You know, and you know how the Secret Service here in the United States, how they work. It's not only the president that's got Secret Service detail. His family, even the vice president and their families, they have Secret Service detail. If a daughter of the president was going somewhere, you know, the Secret Service detail is with them. It's not just the president. They have their own detail. And they got to make sure that things are in order. You know, even if they want to go to the restroom, the Secret Service detail must go in that restroom first. In a public restroom, I mean. Not in their house. In a public restroom, Secret Service detail must go in there first. Check out all this stuff. You know. And then when it's all clear, they give the all clear. You know, they don't take any chances. Well, you are a daughter of the King. You got your own Secret Service detail. Hallelujah. From the Lord. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. For he will give his charge to his angels. Oh, watch over you. That's your Secret Service detail. You got your own. And so don't be like, put your neck and, you know, let the devil. But you know why? Because the people didn't want to pay the price. God told them, you know, in Exodus 19 and 5, if you will obey my voice indeed, then you will be a kingdom of priests unto me. Well, in order for you to obey his voice, first of all, you have to hear the voice. But they didn't want it. They didn't want to pay the price. There's a price that must be paid to even hear his voice. The voice of God doesn't come even with phenomena. No, no, no. Exodus chapter 3, the phenomena of the burning bush was there to draw Moses in. And until Moses said, I will now, you know, turn aside and see this great sight and check this thing out. Why this bush is burning but it's not consumed. God waited for him to do that before the voice came. And he could have run off after he saw the burning bush and said, well, I saw the glory of God today. I saw the burning bush. Well, you would never have heard the word. And that's the problem with many people. A little phenomena, a little sign and wonders here and there, people run off. Don't want to pay the price in his presence to hear his voice. Now, the voice is a personal instruction. You know, there is a global and general instruction in the Bible for everybody, you know, which the voice cannot contradict, you know, but God will give you specific instruction by the Holy Spirit for yourself. That's when you say, no. Don't go over there. Take this way. Hallelujah. You know, and so forth like that. And he will show you things to come. You know, the Bible says, look, any snare that is set in the plain sight of a bird is in vain. Hallelujah. You know, so, and that's it. That's the way it is with you, the Lord, and the Secret Service. You know, the Secret Service detail that you have, they have eyes everywhere. Eyes everywhere. You know. Listen to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 17. Let's read it together. give you encouragement that the Lord sees it all. There is no plan that the enemy can plan for you that the eye of the eagle has not seen it. Glory to God. Surely in vain is the net spread in the sight of any bird. And, you know, everything is naked in the eyes of the Lord. You know, and those secret service, God's own patrollers and alerters that are discharged to be your secret service detail, they see it all. You know, and so you can walk in victory. You can walk in confidence, but you got to pay the price. And the only way that those, you know, those patrollers are going to hang around you is if you are speaking that word. That's what he says in Psalm 103 verse 20. When they are waiting for the voice of his word from your mouth. When you are speaking the word, they do his commandments. You cannot command the secret service, God's secret service detail. You can't command them directly. They are angels. But you can do it indirectly. But they take their orders from God. And they already, you know, if you try to tell him, he'll tell you, look, I got my orders. If you try to ditch him, he'll say, no, I got my orders. You can't ditch him. You know, I got my orders. My orders are keep you safe. Glory to God. So, but when you speak the word, so the word is what they respond to. You know, hearkening to the voice of his word. When you give voice to God's word and you speak it, the angels will respond. And they are there to give you strength. They're there to, you know, to help you. They're there to fight your battles. I mean, so you got all the weapons that you need. You don't need anybody prophesying over you, you know, try to make merchandise of you. Keep coming back. And then when you're not there, then you can't do anything yourself. You can do it yourself. Glory to God. That's what we're going to do in this room the next few days. So, how do we break the bands of wickedness? Well, there are some things that God has promised for us to help us, you know, put on strength. Put on strength to do this thing yourself. You know, be like David's, you know, valiant man. You know, I mean, here is the word of the Lord to every one of you. In this company that God is raising up, this army that are raising up here, and I hear the sound of an army arising here in this room today. And it's not just this room. God's been raising people up that are coming into their own, emerging and understanding what it is. The most feeble among them, saith the Lord, shall be like David. The weak one among them shall be like Samson. Glory to God. Now, that's a prophetic part of this room for you today. Now, if you know that God said that you will be like David, the weakest of you. Now, remember, David, he went in hand combat against the lion. You're not taking anything from me. Oh no, not on my watch. Hand-to-hand combat against the lion. Maybe he had a few scratches. Somebody said, where did you get that scratch? He said, well, you should see the other guy. Hallelujah. You know, went hand-to-hand battle, combat against the bear. You know, didn't care whether the bear rose up 9 feet tall. He had this little, you know, it's like a stiletto knife. Stuck it under his chin like that. But the lion especially. My goodness. Well, the Lord showed me that one day. I saw it in a vision. Kind of a vision like that. You know. And I said, wow. You know. And so, you know, you're not taking anything from this man, David. And so must each one of you be. The weakest among you be like David. Go up against Goliath. Hallelujah. And said, Goliath? Who is that? He's an uncircumcised Philistine. He'll be like the lion and he will be like the bear. And as a matter of fact, God was preparing David for Goliath. Because when that bear rose up against him, he was as big as Goliath. You know, when they stand up like that. pound his chest against him and so on. You know, like those gorillas and those bears, you know, gorilla is the one that like to pound his chest. The bear just like to, you know, harass you and everything. But it didn't matter to David. David didn't back down at all. So you take something that's mine, not on my watch. Glory to God. The same thing. Don't let that devil put hands upon your children or your job or anything. The thing that God has given you to be a blessing, the devil will put burdens upon it to be, make it become a curse and add sorrow to it. But that's not what God said. The blessing of the Lord, he maketh rich. And he added no sorrow to it. And you can read that in Proverbs 10 and 22. So we're right at the top of the hour, and we're going to go into prayers. Hallelujah. And while we are praying, I'm going to call out some other scriptures that we can use to pray. But this is a prayer. I will pray, and I prayed already. And even the night I couldn't sleep, and I was in my prayer, just praying for people in this room, or that will come, or that will listen. And since yesterday, my mind has been on this, just kind of praying in my mind. And I'll tell you what, I will pray that prayer of faith. And I will release the one. I already released one already, because the Lord said, you know, every one of them, the weakest one among them, the one that is feeble will be like David. And the one that is feeble will be like Samson. Huh. Hallelujah. You are weak. My goodness. If you are that strong when you are weak, then what will you be when you are strong? Glory to God. You know, so how does he do it? Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6. You know, we need to understand that this strength, you know, Hannah was praying. He said, for by strength shall no man prevail. And we're not talking about your physical strength here. We're talking about the anointing of the Holy Spirit that is upon you to give you the strength. He said, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. It's not by might. It's not by power. But it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. Now we're going to pray. Today, we're coming against the bands of wickedness. Bands of wickedness. And the same thing that make you to get an evil report. Evil report about your family. Evil report about your health. Evil report about this and that. And remember, we dealt with that 2 or 3 days ago. I said, look, my heart is fixed. I'm trusting in the Lord. And I will not be afraid of evil tidings, you know, because God will keep me in perfect peace because my mind is stayed on him. I'm not going to be afraid of any evil tidings. I'm not going to be afraid of what the devil is trying to do. And again, if we receive the weakness of man, then the weakness of God is most certainly greater. So, we're going to use these scriptures. We're going to stand in this strength and call upon all the scriptures that you know, which we have been talking about day after day in this room. For instance, this one, Psalm 112, you know, and verse 7. The righteous man will not be afraid of evil tidings because his heart is fixed. Now, he's trusting in the Lord, but the spiritual wickedness, they'll bring those evil tidings. They will come against your mind. You know, but I'm not having any part of it. This house is under new management. As for me and my house, we've got our own secret service detail. Hallelujah. Everywhere we go, the angel of the Lord, Psalm 34 and verse 7, and comes around those that fear him to deliver them. Furthermore, you know, when you get an evil attack of some sickness, remember Malachi 4 and 2. We're going to use these things today. Bands of wickedness, that's how they come. You know, but unto them that fear my name, glory to God, shall the sun, S-U-N, of righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the hour of prayer is here. Now, you are in the hour of power, but you are going to the hour of prayer. Remember, every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled with blood. But this one will be with burning. We're going to burn some things here. We're going to scorch the knees of that devil. A fuel of fire. A fire of the Holy Spirit, of which Jesus said, I've come to set a fire upon the earth. Glory to God. So let us pray. And if you are in the room and you are listening to this, or you are listening to the replay, well, you know, it's in your hands now. Glory to God. It's in your hand. That challenge today is for you to lift up your head, O ye gates, and let the King of Glory come in. According to Psalm 24, the challenge for you again today is to shake yourself from the dust and loose yourself from the bands around your neck, according to Isaiah 52 and verse 2. And there are many other scriptures that I will give you about breaking the yoke when we get to that segment, perhaps tomorrow, you know, maybe the heavy burdens and so on. But I want to focus today on the bands of wickedness, spiritual wickedness in high places. You know, wickedness is what tries to take your joy, try to kill your dreams, steal your joy, destroy your life. That's what he does. And he's very good at it. John 10 and 10. But Jesus is better at what he does. Jesus is own counter, you know, an antidote for all the trickery of the devil is life in abundance. I've come to give you life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Glory to God. And I've come to give that life to you more abundantly. And I will strengthen the hands that hang down. I will even confirm the feeble knees. And I will heal the lame feet, that they be not turned out of the way. And I will cause your head to be lifted up. For I am your glory and the lifter up of your head. And behold, saith the Lord, ye shall indeed take root downward, and you will bear fruit upward. For I have planted you in the graving of my hands, and I will show the heavens and even the earth beneath that you are my trees of righteousness, and I do it for my glory, that I may be glorified. Ladies and gentlemen, let us pray. Glory to God. Let us pray against the bands of wickedness. Hallelujah.